Stop or Talk Up podcast. If you don't know about it, now you know.
Talk up, shut up, shut up or talk up.
Now you know.
Hey, you got something to say?
One topic, two options. Welcome to the Shut Up or Talk Up podcast. Hey, thank you for tuning in to episode 101 of the Shut Up or Talk Up podcast. Today's episode, we will be discussing different types of open relationships, having an open relationship, what that means to you and us, and the difference between taking a break from a marriage versus cheating. Just to give you a heads up, we were playing with some new equipment for the quarantine discussion, and the sounds a little unique, but you definitely can hear us. Also, towards the end of the group discussion, feedback from our viewers, our supporters on Instagram, Facebook, all the platforms, on our website, www.shutuportalkup.com. You're going to hear their feedback at the end of this audio, this podcast. I actually gave a couple people a phone call and we got into the topic. We kind of chewed the parts of the conversation, added to the end of this clip, and hope you guys enjoy it. All right, let's get into it. Starting with you.
Hey, you got something to say?
One topic, two options.
We say unconditional love and they are showing the world that they really do got unconditional love. That's my perspective. I'm biased because I love Will and I love Jada. And you guys can always invite me because I'll come and I won't tell nobody.
Shout out now. In regards to Will and Jada's situation, you know, it's good to see that they made it out to the other side. That's what I can say about that situation. You know what I'm saying? Is we seeing it after the fact. We ain't see that turmoil.
Going through.
Yeah, we ain't see that part of it. You know what I'm saying? We seeing it after the fact. So it's cool that they got to sit down and got that out of the way. And then also, as I said before, it's great that they've been in the industry for so long because they spun that situation real well. You get what I'm saying? They spun that situation.
They do it so classy. With
yeah.
So
they spun
classy.
That situation. I ain't see that coming.
They laughed about it.
Yeah. I think everybody was waiting. Expressing is more so a control situation where situation where we agree on who we letting in our space. You know what I'm saying? We're just not gonna go out there and run around and do anything. You know what I'm saying? Freedom and stuff like that. It's more we're gonna discuss it and then bring it to the table if we want to or not and decide, you know, what we're gonna do with it.
What is the difference for y'all between an open marriage and swingers. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So with a swinger, what I think it is like what we're talking about, where it's something you agree upon. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. The old busting wide open?
No, not busting. It's like, I would think to be in that type of
situation. Shut up or talk up.
You would either kind of have to, you would kind of have to enjoy a little bit, knowing that your partner is happy. You get what I'm saying? You would have to enjoy that thought process that maybe it's not me that's...
It's not about me being self-satisfied. Exactly. It's about her.
Exactly.
So that's a different kind of love. You think that person loves their woman more to have another man have sex
with her? I'm not saying that.
Than the guy that don't want his woman to have sex.
I think people who are swingers get to the point where they feel like, okay, you know what? It's not just about us being intimate. You get what I'm saying? I enjoy knowing that you're happy in this moment. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not going to really trip on how it's happening.
Right.
I'm aware of it. You get what I'm saying? I'm okay with that because I'm aware of it. And more so, I'm just enjoying the fact that you're enjoying yourself. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. More unselfish thing.
Okay.
I would say.
What are your thoughts on swingers?
Swingers, to me, I don't really know what's the difference, right? I think of swinger as a type of open marriage, right? Because both parties agree, because you gotta go do either going out to go meet people, or you're saying just you go pick somebody, like you just said earlier, or I do that.
Yeah.
So I would think of it as swinging as just being like a category of what falls under having an open marriage. I don't think it's different from.
Okay, I get what you say. I think that makes sense.
But I don't
because
know.
It's like an open marriage can be a tree of different styles of open marriage.
That's true.
Right.
You can be in an open marriage where guess what? Only the man can have multiple women.
Or he just gets to pick who is the ultimate?
Ooh, that's a remix. Damn, I ain't think about that. You just fucked my head up. Okay, one man and he had more than one wives.
Mm-hmm.
Wife. Because wife is what
we... wives to me is different. I don't see why that's swinging.
Yeah.
No, you know why?
But I do see...
I don't think it's swinging.
Open relationship.
It is an open relationship. So that's why I mentioned it. So I think your idea about open relationship is the actual umbrella. But underneath that umbrella, there's different styles.
Yeah,
so we talk open relationship. We talked about polygamy. What was the swingers, right? And so those are some non-traditional things when it comes to love and marriage, when it comes to the most, you know, recent way of how to join and what not to do. The idea that a man and woman should only be intimate with each other for the rest of their lives, that's something I'm not with.
Okay.
And it's so crazy because in my personal life, I'm very, I don't fuck with a lot of people. I don't like everybody to have me. So sexually, for me, I can't have, I can't have sex with a lot of guys at the same time. That's a lot. That would be overwhelming. I can't keep up. I'm not about to be trying to do these tricks with my pussy. I'm only going to fuck one guy at a time because I can't manage that. But can I fuck more than one guy? Yeah, I can fuck more than one guy. I definitely could. He can fuck more than one girl. Now, the thing is, if you're someone where having sex with multiple people is a way of life, right? It's fair that you make sure that anybody you get involved with that is not down with you having multiple partners, they gotta understand this is a part of you. If that is way more important. Because what's gonna happen is you're gonna lie and act like you're one man or one girl. You're gonna act like you're a wifey and you got mad guys on the side.
Eventually,
you're gonna hurt this man. Vice versa, you're gonna hurt this girl.
Yeah.
So if you like a polygamy lifestyle, or you like an open relationship, or you understand that you want to love someone, but you understand that when we see these older marriages and couples that's 50, 60 years, they done been through everything.
True.
They've been through everything. All the things that people are afraid of now, they've been through it.
Yeah.
That's why we can see them for 50 or 60 years.
Now, so that you don't miss a beat on our upcoming episode, look at your phone right now. Locate that subscribe button. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. We appreciate all the support. And trust me, you don't want to miss out on nothing that goes on a Shut Up or Talk Up podcast.
It's people that get past things like, oh, you slept with my... but maybe that can also still be your strength, because they willing to fight for that love that hard.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I think that's a lie too, because it be the same people that say you should do that, that then either experience something or later on down the line they in the same situation and they're doing the opposite, which is trendy thing is to be like, oh nah, you should leave this.
Yeah, leave it's that. A trendy thing.
It's like, what happened to, well dang, did you exhaust all your measures? Is there something else you can try?
Maybe I work on this relationship. Break.
Yeah, besides, you know,
run away.
Thrown in the towel.
What are your thoughts?
So, when we talk about like different type of relationships right now, I feel like, first off, in the current, in the present time, the current society we live in is like people aren't able to express themselves because everybody's being watched a lot more, because I feel like people did live those lifestyles a lot more
when we weren't the point you're making.
Yeah, when we weren't more aware of what was actually going on. It was just between, you know, these two people or this group of people or whatever the case is. I think more people did live that type of way and just didn't talk about it, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't discussed. And then to go along with that, I feel like people at the current time, it's like we have the idea in our heads and, you know, it sounds good, because I've honestly heard of a lot of friends at this point in their life, you know, had that same type of discussion, like, would you be in an open relationship? Would you be willing to be with somebody and allow them to be with somebody else, or et cetera, et cetera? And it's like, yeah, we're having the conversation, but again, it's nice to have a conversation, but it's, you know, once you get in that situation, it's kind of hard to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Nobody actually wants to deal with that hurt, that stress, that pain, that whatever, whatever.
But why would it be hurt, stress, and pain if you agree to it?
Because at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, even if you agree to something, you know, pain is pain. You know what I'm saying? Hurt is hurt. You know, people are emotional.
What if you're married and your wife said you can have sex with as many women as you want, and she never was hurt by it? Would that kind of make you feel like, damn, she don't love you?
I couldn't say that. For example, us talking about Will and Jada, that's what I initially said.
Okay.
You know, it's wonderful that, you know, to see them after the fact, because they've already gone through it now. You get what I'm saying? So we can see them after the fact and say, okay, now everything looks calm and cool, and they done passed that situation. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But in a moment, it's chaos.
And what
I'm trying to say, at the end of the day, the truth is the truth, and basically, the truth hurts, and if it's going to hurt, it's going to hurt. And it doesn't matter if sometimes you're aware of it, you know, ahead of time to actually go in these situations and say, you know what, we are going to be in this open situation or whatever the case is. And if this happens, if that happens, I'm going to try to work with this person to work through it, because it says, I want to be with this person, you know what I'm saying? That's my mindset, that's my goal, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go through the hard times, you know what I'm saying? Versus the situation we actually get in where we're doing the same exact thing, and we just find out, you know, way too late, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, you done lied to me, and you done lost my trust over this whole period of time.
Right.
And now we can't get back to what we was. At least,
which route would you rather?
Which route I would rather, obviously, is to, you know something up front. But again, I can't really say that, because that's unfair of me, because I really feel like people don't want to deal with that. And I've been in that situation, you get what I'm saying? I done been in a situation where I could say, you know what, we just gonna, you know.
People don't want to deal with the fact that if you tell them I want to have multiple women, they're not going to accept it. Women don't want to accept that. You think that men will accept? If you were a girl and she said, listen, I need you to only have sex with me.
Yeah.
And if you have sex with other girls, I'm going to have a problem, but I want to have sex with other guys. Would you accept that?
And that's the thing. I would honestly say at this point, I would say no.
If she said, hey, you could be my man and you can have sex with other women, would you accept that?
At this point in my life, I would say no.
What about the last point in your life?
That's a good point to make. That's a good point to make, because people's minds change over time. You know what I'm saying? And that's how life happens sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
That's why we gotta stop the cancel culture for old shit.
That's true as well. I definitely agree with that, but not to get off topic here. You know what I'm saying? That's why people do get set up. Where people do get set up is like when you first meet somebody, it's like, okay, you the one I want to be with, I love you so much, and you're everything to me. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get to that point where it's like, okay, it was great for the first 3 years, but now we're at this point, and it's not as interesting anymore.
Right.
And, you know, my mind has gone outside of this
as
current situation. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, as a person.
As a
person.
Okay, you're right. Some women go this way, like, I'm with him, I love him, but I'm not there.
Yeah, and it's not like you're physically cheating, but the person that you're with that, hey, you know, this is what's on my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, hated or loved, this is what's on my mind. And that's the great thing Will at least said that he said to her, at, I guess, early on in their relationship, no matter what you do, I'm never going to leave.
Yo, when he said that, he said a couple things. What about this idea of an entanglement? What are your thoughts?
It's a cute word. It's a cute word. Changes. You know what I'm saying? Once you make changes, people look at you differently. And that's a big problem that we go through.
But yeah, I think that is something that when I think about having a partner, I feel like it's valuable to try to ensure that, okay, you're picking someone that is on the same path of you in some way.
So important.
Because sometimes you outgrow somebody or they outgrow you, and now it's like, changes that you were just talking about, they don't have no room for that.
Exactly.
Because they have not elevated to another level.
Word.
Or expanded.
Why you doing this different? Why you ain't got time for this? Come on, man. I'm trying to move. I'm trying to do something.
And so a lot of times you mentioned infatuation and the things that we're taught by society, by men.
She got money.
Women,
she got a fat ass.
Yeah.
Those are the things we initially like, oh, yes, check.
Check.
Yeah.
But not realizing the things that count.
As a woman, I would say you have encounters or I've just don't work. And I know that there are women that are the reasons why also, right? Mm-hmm. And this has nothing to do with the Will and Jada situation. As we know, they had it. First of all, Will and Jada, they are fucking royalty, so yeah. I'm going to just keep it funky.
Yeah.
This is, first of all, that what they did was beautiful. They showed love in a whole different way.
Yeah.
And so...
The good time to ask yourself those questions.
Right.
Would I be open to an open marriage, right?
Uh-huh.
If so, what would that look like?
I don't think that's a question that you need to ask. It's, do you want to deal with it? You understand?
No, that's not the question, too. No, those are as many, look, like, many people, questions, y'all. Not just one.
Yeah, people got to understand, like, you know, sometimes if you want to be with somebody, love hurts or relationships hurt. You understand? Like, that type of stuff. Like, you know, love hurts, relationship hurts, you know, that kind of stuff is kind of hard to deal with, you know what I'm saying? And people don't want to deal with that heartbreak and pain. It's if you can be with a person and get past that kind of stuff, that's when you know you in a lasting relationship, something mm-hmm. that can, you know, go
you
on
know,
for a long
one
period.
Thing Jada did mention was Will said he can love her through anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think Jada said unconditional love, or the word unconditional love came up, and then also the idea I can love you through anything.
Yeah.
I can love you through anything. Yeah. To me feels like, hey, you probably know facts and bitches, and hey,
no,
and you asked if I may get an August.
Well,
in September or December.
Well, to be fair.
And yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the Shut Up Talker podcast. But you front it like you could be a warm woman, man, but you're not, right? So. You probably didn't even front. You probably really wanted to just only be with me. But because you're a man and lust and just the physical nature of your being and society make excuses for why you can go out there and sling your dick and still be fine and do all those things and still be the hero of the world and be
yeah.
also a superhero and a political figure. You can be in a medical field or you can be wherever. You're held up high standards. But if you are typically a female that's doing that to your husband,
mm-hmm.
this is another side of the topic I'm mentioning. People look at you as a what?
That's a hoe.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you, what would you say about a man that has a woman and has a sex with other women?
I would call them the same thing.
Okay, now question.
I mean, but at the same time, I feel like self-control is self-control. And women and men should both have self-control. And when you mentioned something about the unconditional love, to me, unconditional love is that love that allows you to grow.
Yeah.
And still love you through the growing process,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the growing process.
You mean you ain't embarrassed.
And if you continue to go through those growing processes,
right.
then you will, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That, to me, is what that unconditional love
is. Do you think Will and Jada represent unconditional love tonight?
I think so. I definitely think so, because going through the ugliest shit,
yeah, yeah.
and still being able to laugh
yeah.
and joke
yeah.
and about it.
And be happy.
And be happy.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Not when the cameras go off and the lights
yeah.
turn off. Y'all bickering, you sleeping over there, you sleeping.
Yeah.
No, like, genuinely.
You know what
gave each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, healed from the situation or is in the process of healing.
Yeah.
I think that's truly unconditional.
You know what I was thinking about? I feel like I can't confirm this, but I just feel like them even having to have it open to the world like that, I feel like they're even on another high right now. They feel so relieved.
Yeah.
They feel, whoo, y'all already know what we're doing, so
yeah.
now we can really be free.
Yeah. Yeah.
But everybody else trying to play house, knowing that their house is not really standing up on everything, because Will and Jada are not the only ones.
That is a good question. I definitely think people want it. I I can say that much. I definitely think people want it, but that's something to attain. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's an achievement. You get what I'm saying? It's not something you can just have because you want it. You get what I'm saying?
That is true.
You got to actually go through something to actually get to that level. Because right. if it's all peaches and cream, at some point, something's going to, you know, just, you know, rub somebody the wrong way and you're going to fall apart real easy because you ain't been tested. But that is an attained type of, you know, love. That's an attained type of situation to be in. You get what I'm saying? That takes a lot of growth to get to that level and, you know, maintain it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
They actually said they both thought they were.
But they did.
Yeah, they did. Society, you know what I'm saying? We don't have the same societal pressure that our parents had. You know,
oh, no.
They had the pressure to say, well, get married in the first place.
And have kids.
And
get
have
a job.
Kids. And, you
and
know,
stay together. No matter if he's beating your ass or if she beating your ass, y'all better stay.
Yeah.
And
we don't have those pressures right now. It all depends because people, you know, don't nobody want to get their ass whooped or no shit like that. You get
right.
What I'm saying? But, yeah, the societal pressure, it's like the Wild West right now there. You get what I'm saying? The dating world and stuff like that. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's everybody swapping this and swapping that. And I think for a lot of us at this point in our lives, we're getting beyond that point where it's like, all right.
Wait. You said people swapping it. So people are dating each other.
Yeah, I mean the dating world.
Like,
right now.
Are you
like,
saying the dating world, people fucking everybody?
People aren't getting married. You get what I'm saying? We're in this relationship and then even if you with a person for 2 or 3 years, then you switch it up and get in another relationship. You get what I'm saying? And you do that.
Also, that's
we're not getting married as often as they were.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. And definitely, if we are getting married, the fight to stick out, whatever that 3 years, 5 years, what they say, the mark they say,
I don't know.
But, you know, a lot of people nowadays in our generation, I think, no, they're not really fighting through. And it could just be off of whatever you're actually selecting your
also,
candidate for.
Also, it goes back to what I was saying earlier about choosing based off the fairy tale of the idea of who we think someone is. Am I going to fall in love with you because you handsome? First of all, for me, being handsome is not even the number one thing. Point blank, period. If we really trying to love motherfuckers for who they are in their soul, that don't mean we gotta endure everything or certain things, right?
Or does it?
You know what, you're right, or does it? It seems like you do, right? But for me, I feel like if I would endure a lot from a person that is willing to at least have boundaries, right? And guess what? I'm fine with having boundaries, and then I'm open to understand that you're probably going to break. If we got 10 boundaries, you're probably going to break 9.
That is way too much for me.
Y'all want to hear my 9 rules when I'm with somebody?
Go ahead.
off the top of my head. First of all, he would most likely have to spend lots of time learning himself and rehabilitating his behaviors that affect himself.
That's a rule.
That's a fucking rule. Because that is an internal rule.
Okay. I have a question. I'm sorry. I know you're giving us your rules, but that was a really good thing you just said. He has to be open and honest from the beginning.
Yeah.
Do you think?
And I have to be willing to expect.
What do you call the beginning?
If I'm engaging with someone, just like how people don't know, how do you know when we go with each other?
Yeah.
I communicate.
Yeah.
So the beginning is day fuck minute one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the first week is really the beginning.
And I wholeheartedly, and I'm sorry to say this, unfortunately, I disagree with that. Even
I'm glad you say that.
Yeah, I feel like the beginning is when you say the beginning is.
Relationships with people.
No,
we are talking about love relationships. So I can't expect you to get it at the beginning.
No. I'm talking about you in a relationship with a person. You get what I'm saying? And you guys decide to say, all right, let's be open and honest, or let's be in a relationship, basically. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Let's be in a committed type of situation.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking. A committed type.
All right. So in a committed type of situation, and basically, let's be open and honest. And
mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, when people are in a relationship and they're dating or whatever the case may be, I feel like they should set a beginning to.
Once we decide that we are pursuing each other
mm-hmm.
on the next level,
yeah.
That's the beginning. Everything else, we're just humans talking. I need to know what makes you happy. I need to know how am I going to add to your life. And as equally, I need you to know all of that. But that don't mean you're going to be able to do all of that.
Okay.
No. That's what I said earlier. I believe in he may break 9 rules. I'm the same girl. Let's bring it back to say 9 out of 10, he may break 9, and y'all thought it was the opposite.
Yeah.
So I believe that setting the boundaries from the beginning with the understanding that some of those rules will be broken. I'm not a religious person, but I'm sure if there is a commandment or whatever it is, I'm breaking like 8 of them a day. So everybody, that's perfect.
Hey, you got something to say?
You can tune into the Shut Up and Talk Up podcast. So yeah. So with that being said, that's why I believe in forgiveness. I got one of my alchemist symbols I have is a forgiveness symbol.
Uh-huh.
I like chant that and I try to implement that in my soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When somebody, you know, because I'm sure I'm doing things that I need to be forgiven for, and I don't even fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the core elements. Anytime I hear elderly people that have been married for 50, it's one of the things they say. Learn to forgive. Don't get mad and hold grudges.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Learn to forgive.
Yes. It doesn't seem like an easy road when there's always one person forgiven. Remix! She just hit you with another. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Shut Up and Talk Up podcast.
Hey, you got something to say?
You understand what I'm saying?
It won't work.
It won't work.
One person doing the forgiving.
If one person is doing the forgiving.
It might work better than you think it'll work. Sometimes that's how things go.
Yeah.
So, if you're in that situation and you had a scale and the scale weighed who forgives the most and who fucks up the most, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Shut Up or Talk Up podcast. I know I'm annoying y'all, but look, shut up or talk up.
What I'm saying is that sometimes in some relationships, well, in a lot of relationships, one person likes the other person more. At the end of the day, they gonna put up with more shit because they just want you more than you want them. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's like, I'm with you and...
Wow.
Like, and it's working out and it's all good and whatever the case is, but I'm with you because I'm with you right now. The other person's like, man, I'm with you because I would die for you right now, man. Whatever you want, just tell me and I will get it right now.
Yeah, but that's why I say it won't work. Because why?
And the other motherfucker that don't love you that to death, like you love their ass to death,
so,
just keep dishing you out more shit that you gotta keep forgiving. How many times then do you think a living soul would just forgive,
ladies and gentlemen, forgive. We won't forgive you if you don't tune into the Shut Up or Talk Up podcast.
Just forgive.
Listen, I don't disagree with nothing you said, because, you know, it's probably...
We won't forgive you if you don't tune into the Shut Up or Talk Up podcast. Yeah, forgive.
It's highly unlikely that you're going to get somebody that's going to forgive you that much. But like we said early on as well, you know, people do change over time. And hopefully that person who is just being, you get what I'm saying, that the less loving person, hopefully... learns to appreciate, because, you know, with time and age, we all learn a little better than we did when we was younger. You get what I'm saying?
And some people say that they grow to love people.
Yeah, exactly. And that's very true. You get what I'm saying? And that's why even nowadays, and people, you know, definitely thought this was a terrible idea maybe, you know, 30 or 40 years ago, but arranged marriage is not a bad idea. You get what I'm saying? And the reason why I say arranged marriage,
that was something else we didn't think about. We said polygamy.
Listen. I didn't say forced marriages. I said arranged marriages. Okay.
No.
Just
arranged is different from forced.
Yes.
Yeah. But then you have to answer, what does that mean?
Is it you marry my daughter and give me your donkey?
No.
Because people say arranged, and that means I'm gonna find such and such
for you. You have no say in this.
No. That's a force. That's force.
All right.
If you have no
say. Can somebody get the dictionary?
So I got a homeboy who is, he's a Muslim. You get what I'm saying? And basically, he is searching for a wife. And he's literally searching for a wife. The same way we have, you know, dating apps like Instagram and, not Instagram, I shouldn't say Instagram. You know, Tinder and POF, etc. You got dating apps like that. Mm-hmm. They have, we finna get married. You know what I'm saying? We finna agree. We finna talk or whatever the case is. And if everything matches up and everything connects, like your family cool with this and my family cool with this, we getting married. You know, we're not finna date. We're not finna go out. We're not finna do. We finna get married. You know what I'm saying?
We're about to clank.
You get what I'm saying? And that stuff happens right now. We're just not as aware of it because it's not in the limelight.
You think we should do more arranged marriage?
No, I'm not saying I'm for it, because that's not the culture I'm structured in. I'm just saying I can understand why arranged marriages could work, because you learn to love a person. It's one thing to say, you get what I'm saying, when you made a decision to love a person. You made a decision to love a person based on their looks, or, you know, their popularity, or their, you know what I'm saying, little stupid stuff that wears out over time. You know what I'm saying? When you are put in a situation where you're loving this person because this and this meet up, you know what I'm saying? It's hopefully you pick some stuff that meets up for the long term.
That's what we were saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Not the fairy tale.
Yeah, not the fairy tale. But you actually
real
said,
shit.
You have to say, I don't care really what you look like. I don't care your background too much. You know what I'm saying? I just care that these particular things meet up. Like maybe it's your career goals, or maybe it's your, you get what I'm saying, your mindset just on, you know, the family lifestyle or family structure, whatever the case is. But it's something that we can both say, you know what, this is what we agreed on when we came into it. So, you know, 5 or 10 years from now, we grew to love each other personally, but this relationship is based on this, that is still going well and still last. You get what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying sometimes an arranged marriage can work. Not saying it's the best for most situations, but I can see how those things can work out, because you can learn to love a person. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
The definition, ladies and gentlemen, we had to pull out the Shut Up or Talk Up Webster's dictionary. First of all, they need to change a lot of words in the dictionary, and don't forget all of the publications that are making textbooks inside of first grade, second grade class. Yeah, you need to add what slavery was about. BLM.
So arranged marriages is a type of marital union where the bride and the groom are selected by individuals other than the couple themselves, particularly by family members such as parents. And then it says, in some cultures, a professional matchmaker may be used.
What if I don't like the way how he...
It's because it says that the bride and the groom are selected by individuals other than the couple themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing I think of is, okay, did they make the criteria that the parents are using?
Wait, can I say one thing? I want to say one thing. That
just because it's an arranged marriage, I kind of understand. I'm kind of rocking with him on this. Well, I don't know if I'm rocking with him, but I see why he mentioned it, how it could work. Because when you, and earlier he said this, the culture spectrum or the cultural structure. Cultural structure. So these kids are probably raised in a cultural structure where they know when they get to a certain age, this is what they're going to do. A lot of kids, they do follow the patterns of what their family set for them. But what I'm trying to say is people are born and raised into this. Mm-hmm. So they know. But then you're going to have those kids that's not going to fuck with it. Mm-hmm. They're not going to fuck with it. But it may work for some people.
Now, what I was going to say in regards to the arranged marriage, I was giving you an example of, is keep in mind, I said that he is the one going out to look for his wife. But for them to actually get married, it has to be approved by the parents. So you thinking of it the other way around.
Well, yeah, because that's another way.
But
I'm telling you
that they are making the fine decision. You get what I'm saying?
They're making a fine. I see what he's saying. That makes sense.
Like, the family structure has to make sure, all right, you're not just out here doing any old dumb old crap. You know what I'm saying? We all know we done met whomever and brought him home. No, and our parents is like, wait, hold on. Who the hell raised you like this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, a year later, 2 years later, we find out our parents was right the whole goddamn time. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so it's kind of one of those kind of situations.
Yeah.
So that's, again, I'm not saying that situation is going to work for the mass, especially how we grew up and how we are structured, you know what I'm saying, to force us to say, you know what, now we're, you know, 30-something years old or whatever the case is, y'all finna, you know, get married this way. You crazy as hell, you know what I'm saying? The whole time I've been thinking to myself, you know, when I feel like it, I'm gonna do it, you know what I'm saying? If you just tell me I'm gonna do something now, that'd be insane. But I'm saying, if we were structured in that manner, I can understand how those situations would work out. They, those relationships are structured. They're structured on more than just lust.
So,
why we get in the relationship?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna do a small jump back. Earlier in the conversation, we touched space with the word umbrella or whatever. We said joint relationship is the title, but there's so many types of joint relationship. And right now we're talking about open relationship. And right now we're talking about arranged marriage, and genius number one just point out that there are many arranged marriages and different types. So I'm probably gonna call myself out, because I like to call myself out. I don't know if people are gonna be offended by this, but whatever, hey, send me a link, tell me where you're at. I also thought that way of finding a man for a young lady was suppressive. I also have a little resentment about it, even though it sucks because I've never had to experience that, but it just like how I think about racism and how people look at black people a certain way, I feel that way about arranged marriage. And so I gotta check myself when I notice that, hey, this is just a trait that we all have, but we have it towards a different topic. And so when you shed a light and teaching me at least that there are, I don't know if she knew, but I like to give credit, and I would hound you if I feel like you're wrong, because hey, it's a Shut Up and Talk Up podcast. But I'm gonna give you credit because you showed me something about basically how there's another way. There's men out there trying to find their woman. They just gotta make sure the family match up, but they gotta go do the searching. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
And that's also interesting because there's different types of arranged marriages. There's marriages where, like I said earlier, they selling the young girl off for fucking a goat or a cow. Is that right? Do you guys know about that?
I'm not aware of this.
Arranged marriage.
Oh, I didn't know. In the world, there are places where young girls are being sold off for horses, cows, and sheep.
I know it's a negative connotation on arranged marriages because, you know, in our mindset, how we've been, you know, taught about them is that they're kind of forced.
Learned behavior. Going back to learned behavior, how society teaches us a lot of things. It teaches what not to like and what part of something, not knowing that there's more to it. The umbrella of...
Not even just that.
Different ways people doing it.
More fair to the situation. I was pregnant, you know, in that society as well. Societal pressures have changed with that, you know, society as well. It's more open, it's more free, you get what I'm saying, to do things a little differently. Obviously, they didn't have social media back then, so they weren't doing it this way, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's just a different mindset to, you know, think about, because I believe this for the most part, you get what I'm saying? I do think people do want to be in relationships with each other, and they do want to be honest.
and they do want something lasting and something meaningful. I do think that people genuinely want that. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, most people do not want to deal with the fight and the struggle of actually having to attain that. You know what I'm saying?
Cause right.
That's something that is...
You know, talking about making it to 30... We said 17 years was going to be a lot.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. 10 years might be a lot for me.
Yeah, man. About 3.5 years. Man.
Could be a lot. Oh, this person is wearing me down.
3.5 years.
Yo, like, for real. A lot.
It all depends on where you at in your mind, because you get what I'm saying. When I was, you know, 21, 22, 23, you know what I'm saying, it was, you know, I was on go. You get what I'm saying. I ain't mind with switching them up real quick. You get what I'm saying. Yeah, we was on go. I ain't mind with switching up. But as I, you know, as I get old now, it's like, all right, I can't just keep getting into this and getting into that. You get what I'm saying? Because it doesn't suit me. You get what I'm saying?
That's what you were saying earlier. The moment you're in now is different from what you probably was thinking about back then. Because you're in a wiser place.
Yeah. You know, as we get older, you know, when you're younger, you don't... It's basically, you get what I'm saying? If I can do it, I'm going to do it. You get what I'm saying? Just because. Mm-hmm. If I can do something, I'm going to do it just because.
Right. Especially as you get
older. As you get older, it's like, if I do it, is it worth, you know what I'm saying, doing this other thing? You know what I'm saying? You
so basically, is it worth me having sex with this girl? My girl might find out.
It's not even that. I mean, is it worth my, you know, my energy just the going energy. Over there?
Okay.
You
get what I'm saying? So cheating is more energy the older you get.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you be honest. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Podcast. I want to say thank you to Genius One and Genius Two. Everyone is anonymous. Their information is in the caption below. Follow them, support them. They are business people, black owned business people. Definitely support them. You'll get more information. And hit like, subscribe. Yeah. Hey, thank you for tuning in to episode 101 of the Shut Up or Talk Up podcast. Today's episode, we will be discussing different types of open relationships and the difference between taking a break from a marriage versus cheating. And we're also going to talk about having an open relationship, what that means to you and us. Feedback from our viewers, our supporters on Instagram, Facebook, all the platforms, on our website, www.shutuportalkup.com. You're going to hear their feedback at the end of this podcast. I actually gave a couple people a phone call and we got into the topics. We kind of chewed the parts of the conversation, added it to the end of this clip, and hope you guys enjoy it. All right, let's get into it. All right, so we are giving our callers a call to get their feedback on the topic for today, the Shut Up or Talk Up topic. Listen up for the next caller.
Welcome to the Shut Up or Talk Up podcast. If you don't know about it, now you know.
Talk up, shut up or talk up.
Now you know.
Hey, you got something to say?
I feel like everybody got their own communication. Everybody got their own type of relationship situation going on. So, I mean, it could have been a situation where he wasn't just paying her no attention, you know? I mean,
oh, okay.
If you listen to the whole interview, Jada was talking about, yeah, so it's not about that. Will said that I'm going to get you back. And Jada was like, you know what? You already did that already. So.
Yeah. Do you feel like August should have said anything, or you feel like it's okay that he said something?
I think he's in his feelings. I think it's a situation where whatever happened, just keep it moving. For him to bring it up, I mean, I think that was a marketing scheme for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he still took the L on that, you know.
All right, so we are giving our callers a call to get their feedback on the topic for today, the Shut Up or Talk Up topic. Listen up for the next caller.
Talk up, shut up or talk up.
Now you know.
Hey, you got something to say?
The whole thing is, would you be comfortable if your boyfriend wanted you and him to have sex with other people occasionally?
Together?
Not together, separately. You said together? As a family group? As a class trip?
We can do whatever.
a family affair.
Hell no, I ain't with that shit that you take, because I know people that been together and they have a threesome and they ain't together no more.
That's true. All right, so we are giving our callers a call to get their feedback on the topic for today, the Shut Up or Talk Up topic. Listen up for the next caller.
Hey, you got something to say?
One topic, two options.
Well, okay, thank you for answering the phone, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
What are your thoughts on open relationships and also the situation with Will and Jada and his entanglement?
Well, I mean, I'll come out under the Will and Jada thing first.
Okay.
I feel like that situation with Will and Jada, that entanglement thing, I feel like it was I feel like that was kind of like Jada getting back at Will.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like Will, you know, I feel like Will did dirt before, and it's like, I feel like this is her, like, hey, you know what, like, I gotta get him back, kind of type of thing. I don't think she expected August to speak out.
Okay.
In public, I think she felt like, hey, you know what, like, August will probably, you know, like he's in the celebrity circle type of thing. Like, there's something we'll keep in house.
Right. So he wouldn't go that far. He wouldn't dare do that, because both of us can risk. Right. Okay. That's go ahead.
I'm guessing she didn't realize that, you know, August's career probably wouldn't have gone the way that it has gone. Like, he hasn't really had a hit in a good while.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I guess to kind of, like, drum up some attention for his new album, he was pretty much like, hey, like, this thing that, you know, people kind of been, like, insinuating on the internet, yeah, it did happen.
I spoke with another, like all the guys that I'm speaking to are saying, the women are not thinking that August was doing this to kind of build his album, but all the guys are thinking like he had no reason to talk about this, so they're thinking he did this to build his album. That's interesting.
He didn't really have much of a reason to bring that up, like. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to get attention to a project you're about to put out, I mean that would
Right. Speaking about how they get down, they didn't say they had an open marriage, but. Their topics, you know, had our team thinking, okay, let's talk about open marriages, because a lot of people thought Will and Jada had an open marriage when in fact they just really had it. They was damn near over, they said. So they had a pause to it. But what are your thoughts on open marriages? Would you be interested in having your wife, you know, having sex with different guys in the event where it is occasional? Or are you someone that you would not entertain an open marriage?
The more I think about it, open marriage, no. It's just like a dating relationship type of thing, and it's something that we both agreed on, we both gonna be responsible, mm-hmm. and like not inspect on it, if something with a disease or whatever, mm-hmm. then it's okay, but
right.
A marriage, I don't know about marriage.
You ain't trying to share your wife.
Yeah, if I have love enough to give a ring, like, why would I want to share?
Okay.
In that scenario, like, if I was with the shit like that, why would I even marry her in the first place?
Right, but you know, yeah, but then life happens, and then, you know, obviously, that's a great thing you said. One of the things that I think about is that, we don't realize that marriages have breaks, too. Sometimes our parents probably wasn't dealing with each other for a while, but we never know, because they always still talk, or they always still in the same house, but sometimes people go through times where they want space away from each other, and they can't do that. And do you consider it being cheating if we, let's say you and your partner, both you guys agree to take a break? Do you consider it cheating if in the break you guys establish that you can have sex with other people or you cannot have sex with other people? Would you get upset if the person did?
I mean, I wouldn't get it. If it was mutually agreed on, like, hey, we're gonna take a break, like.
And this is what we're gonna do, okay?
If we kind of draw what's good, what's okay, and what's not okay, then it's like, I can't really get mad if we agreed on, like, hey, this is okay, this is within the parameters of our agreement.
Right. If you, that's real. All right. Well, thank you so much for your feedback. I appreciate it, and thank you for answering the phone.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Bye. Hey, thanks for answering the phone. So, I got a question for you. How do you feel about open marriages?
I feel
like it all depends on the individual. Like, you can't never put a blanket over a set of people and call it
for everybody.
What? For everybody, right. Exactly. So, but me personally, I mean, I am not looking to get into an open situation because we're humans, right? We have feelings and emotions. Like, a lot of times in those open situations, you could go in it and say, hey, this is what it is. But later on down the line, people catch feelings, people get into entanglement.
Wait, pause. You know, like, said entanglement, I was like, that's some grown woman shit.
That's some grown woman shit, and now everything is trending entanglement because it's true. Like, when you're that age and season, right?
Yeah.
You don't.
And they was married for over 20 years. Come on, shit happens.
Come on now. And then, yeah, that was an entanglement. To me, that was a spoof or spot. You know, it's great. You know, for whatever they were going through at the moment. And sometimes, like they said, when you with somebody that long, you have to go through the mess to get to the good. And when you get to the good, you go back through the mess.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of being a life. Wait a second. That's the whole point of being a life partner.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go through the stuff to get to the good.
What do you think? How do you think men are viewing Jada? Now, do they
like the way
they making it seem like?
It's two sides to it. I don't like the way men are viewing Jada when you just look at it. Oh, they looking at it like, oh,
she's fucking other guys.
A young dude, right?
Yeah.
But they don't take in consideration that
they were broke up.
He gave her the first shot, right?
Right.
He gave her the first shot. She went through it for years. And women who've been with men for a long time, they know you can go through the rough for years until that man realized what he want to do with himself, and in the meantime, you in the background going through the shit.
Wow.
Don't even take too much into what the men saying with a grain of salt because
why? Why? Because boys are stupid.
No, it's not that they're stupid because we are wired different. So men are approaching this with testosterone.
Okay.
Approaching it with ego.
Okay.
Approaching it on that side of it. So a man approaching it with testosterone and ego, they're looking at it like, I don't care how much time I burnt you, but my ego is bruised when you burn me one time.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Patience Bloom. I have her on the podcast. I just called her in. She answered some questions. She's still talking, but I want you guys to know this is Patience Bloom. And stay tuned because she does the she can tell you a little bit more about the stars and the galaxy. But anyway, so going back to the topic, do you feel like Jada was being sneaky with the word entanglement and she wasn't taking ownership as to really her in this guy, August?
I feel like, you know, you know how sometimes you search for the right thing to say so you don't offend certain people? So I feel like in her mind, that's what she's doing. She's searching for the right thing to not offend Will, to not offend the little boy, August. So when she came up with the word entanglement...
You call him little boy? That's why he mad. Because y'all think he a little boy.
Say little boy compared to her.
Banging out Big Mama Jada.
Yes, compared to her. And then me coming from a place that I've been in a relationship for over 25 years. They got 25 years.
Yeah, that's like, probably year 17. They got tired of years. That's great. They're doing good.
That's great. Shit. Because everybody who's married knows it's a roller coaster. So who are they to judge her?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
And who are them to throw stones?
At Will either. Will said he going to beat by his baby. When I heard that, I was like, I know that's right.
That's right, because
that touched me.
We both been through it. I put you through stuff, you put me through stuff, but we both been through it. And the fact that they could come out of it, I think people are missing the message.
Yeah.
They came out, a lot of people, like they said, have come out of it, and divorce is not a bad thing. But a lot of people come out of it, and they don't end up back together. We need to, like, take refuge in the fact that they did end up back together.
They did. They exhausted every option. And that's what you're supposed to do before you quit.
Together, so that's what people need to hold on to. Mm-hmm. Don't get mad that he stuck with her. Don't get mad that she stuck with him when he was at the height of his career, when he was running around getting into entanglements. Men don't care.
That's why he's like, oh, I'm going to get you back. She's like, I think you done... You probably started to get back.
Right.
See, Will probably started to get back.
She said that, even in his face when she said that. You could tell he know he did a lot.
Yeah.
So, and you could tell that he know that I could, I, So they people was like, oh, I saw her evil face. No, I saw gratitude. I saw gratitude.
Because in Aria, we don't know how they got past that, and we don't know what's behind. Because another thing is, Will probably also thinking like he did all what he did, but none of his girls came out of line. None of his girls came out of line.
Yeah, but that happens a lot. And speak on that. It's a lot of.
But Jada Young Boy came out of line.
These women, a lot of times, have those women on the side and they're hush, they're quiet. But with us, especially women,
wait, you're saying that there's certain women that would be quiet and keep it hush.
There's a lot of women that will be quiet and be. Let me tell you this: they will be quiet and be peck.
Ooh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep that right there. We're definitely going to do it. We got to do another session with you because we're gonna do a whole nother topic.
This is Celestial Phoenix. All ready for your readings and your zodiac charts and all of that. And
yes.
How everybody match with each other and relationships. So, yes.
Yeah, hit her up. All right, thank you. All right, bye.
Welcome to the Shut Up or Talk Up podcast. If you don't know about it, now you know.
Talk up, shut up, or talk up.
Now you know.
Hey, you got something to say?